Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, October 21st. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling and Student Affairs Coordinator, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Birthdays, New York Yankees great Whitey Ford is 85 today. Steve Cropper, lead guitarist of Booker T and the MGs, 72 today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, 64 today. Kim Kardashian, what exactly is it that she does? 33 today. This day in history, in 1805, the Battle of Trafalgar is fought off the coast of Spain. The British defeated the French and Spanish fleets. On this day in 1849, the first tattooed man, James F. O'Connell, was put on exhibition at the Franklin Theater in New York City. On October 21st, 1858, the scandalous Can-Can was performed for the first time in Paris. On this day in 1879, Thomas Edison invented the electric incandescent lamp. It burned for 13 and a half hours before it flamed out. This is Edison speaking in 1929.
Naturally, I am gratified to feel that I have been privileged to play a part in this vast achievement. I am proud of electrical industry. And I suspect every American feels the same way about it.
The number one song on this day in 1951, Tony Bennett, still very much with us, and Because of You.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you.
On the KETR events calendar, come to the probate seminar with attorney Jay Garrett from 2 to 3 p.m. on Tuesday in room 156 of the G Library at A&M Commerce, as Jay presents participants with information about the administration of estates. For further information, call 903-886-5539. That's 903-886-5539. A probate seminar with Jay Garrett at 2 p.m. Tuesday in the G Library at A&M Commerce. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, also Associate Editor of the Journal of Counseling and Addiction. And Lavelle, we're going to be talking about something that, at least to me, is relatively new and a dangerous drug called bath salts. Now, that sounds innocent enough, doesn't it?
Very much so. But, John Mark, I think it's very important for your listening audience to understand that when we discuss bath salts, we're not talking about things that perhaps your wife or your mom or your sisters would put in the tub with them as they are enjoying themselves with candles around the tub. Bath salts falls within the category of the cathinones family, and for the most part, this is an amphetamine. It is a stimulant, and because it is a stimulant, bath salts, for the most part, John Mark, is synthetic cocaine, and we know that this product is 13 to 15 times more potent and more deadly than regular cocaine, the powdered form that you see individuals addicted to. It is a synthetic drug, and because it is a synthetic drug, all it takes is someone with 7th or 8th grade science knowledge to understand how chemical compounds operate, and they can actually make the drug themselves.
Now, again, like K2, which we talked about last time, this is sold over the counter. Is that correct?
Sold over the counter, sold over the internet. People are illegally selling this product because it is illegal in the state of Texas and the nation to actually consume, possess, or distribute this product.
Now, would it have any legitimate use? I mean, it's labeled as bath salts. Would it have any kind of legitimate use that someone could claim this is what it's intended to be?
Well, interesting, John Mark, is that when you look at the package, just like K2, because again, it's a synthetic drug, it is marketed under the umbrella of not designed for human consumption. On the back, it will say plant food. Well, let me assure you, there's nothing safe about this product, and this product is not designed for plant food. This is a illegal substance that individuals are using here in the United States. It is nothing safe about it. It basically came about, MDVP, which is one of the active ingredients that's found in bath salts, was a stimulant. It was an amphetamine that was designed and used during World War II to actually keep the pilots active when they were flying missions during World War II. Well, for the most part, the FDA stepped in and said there is no medical value associated with this particular product.
Mm-hmm. And as with K2, you have an innocent sounding name, same thing with bath salt. So this seems to be a trend as well, that you have synthetic drugs that are dangerous, but they go under very innocent sounding names.
For the most part, as we discussed last time, K2 has about 110 different street names to it. Bath salts right now has about 65 different names that I've seen across the internet. You'll see things like Ivory Coast. You'll see things like Sex Taxi. And of course, these are marketers designing to get people addicted to the drugs. And if you look at the package that bath salts will come in, it's always pink, it's purple, it's the paisley colors to attract individuals to get them. You can normally get about 2 or 3 grams of this product, which costs anywhere between $40 and $50.
What are some of the effects of the bath salts that you're telling me about?
Excellent question. We do know right now, over the last 5 or 6 years, hallucination, vomiting, diarrhea, blackouts, pale skin, memory loss. These are things that we've only found over the last 3 to 5 years. From a longitudinal standpoint, we just don't really know how deadly this drug is going to be.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking before we started this. I ask you the question, given these effects, why would anyone do this? But you were saying the initial effects are much more pleasant.
By all means, because anytime you get involved with the addiction to any type of drug, it gives you this euphoric feeling that it feels so good. So as a result of that, the person begins to experiment again with the drug, and they're going after a feeling that they experienced the first time that they will never, ever feel again. That leads towards the addiction of the drug. And of course, it has catastrophic results as using. And of course, we also talked about how K2 and bath salts will also give you accelerated heart rate, which eventually can cause a person to go into cardiac arrest. It's also important to understand, John Mark, is that the medical community is doing an excellent job, but unfortunately, when individuals are showing up in the emergency rooms, they think these individuals are actually having seizures, and result, they're going into cardiac arrest.
So this could be deadly.
It is extremely deadly, yes.
If someone, a parent, for example, was concerned that their child was involved in this, what should they do, and could they contact you directly, or is that necessarily the best move to make first?
Well, I think for the most part, I think a parent needs to be, first of all, aware of the child's behavior. Has an erratic behavior come about? Is the child changing friends? Is money being missed in the home? And is the residue, because this powdered form of bath salt mimics that of cocaine, although they're still seeing the powdery substance on the bed, or they're seeing it on the ashtray in the home, is the child beginning to now have what we call opposition defiant disorder, or a tremendous amount of rebellion? Is money coming up missing in the home? These are some of the telltale signs that perhaps something is going on. Of course, always when the child is changing friends and friendships and things of that nature. For as treatment, we do have treatment available in our community counseling center here at the university. And of course, they can also contact me as well.
Okay. Lavelle Hendricks, thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with us this morning.
I enjoy the coffee always. Thanks, John.
Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, he is the Associate Professor of Counseling and also Associate Editor of the Journal of Counseling and Addiction. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.